It's 7 o'clock right now, and we are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Chris Moore. I'll be your host for two of our classical music shows tonight, two out of three. The first one here at 7 o'clock right now is Opera Box, and we're going to hear some local singers and some of the finest singers in the state, if I do say so myself. And then after that, at 8 o'clock, we are going to go to a Classic Monday, and Michael Butterman, I'm doing an interview with him right now during this 7 o'clock hour, and we'll be putting that on for a very exciting program happening at the Boulder Philharmonic, and previews of other great concerts coming up, too, with the Littleton Symphony, the Colorado Symphony. So we'll give you a chance to get an idea of what's going on along the Front Range in the way of orchestral music during the 8 and 9 o'clock hours. And then at 10 o'clock, Present Edge takes place, and that's your contemporary classical music program. Well, for many years now, goodness, decades, the Denver Lyric Opera Guild has been putting on competitions for Colorado singers, and on March 25th, coming right up, the Denver Lyric Opera Guild finals competition is taking place at Bethany Lutheran Church out there on East Hampton near Colorado Boulevard, and that's going to be from 1 to 5 p.m., Now, I was lucky enough to get my hot little hands on a performance of the top singers from last year. The finalists have already been determined because I think there were something like 50 people singing back in late February, and the judges culled through those and found the very best and are putting them up on the stage on the 25th this Saturday. So you won't want to miss that, and we will be with that in just a moment.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Ars Nova Singers, presenting The Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom by Rachmaninoff in April. More information at arsnovasingers.org.
So let's listen to some of those top singers that I was talking about, some of these wonderfully talented young, budding opera stars, all of them from Colorado, all of them having strong Colorado connections, including baritone Matthew Peterson, soprano Maggie Zerkas, and then I'm going to get a little closer here to read these correctly, mezzo Anna Englander, mezzo Rebecca Robinson, she was in third place, soprano Phoenix Gales was our second place winner, this is from last year, and soprano Sarah Cambridge was our first place winner. So we're going to hear their excerpts of what they sang last year at the Denver Lyric Opera Guild, and that will give you an idea of the caliber of this statewide, top-of-the-line opera competition.
matrice posseia, j'irai chercher la gloire, la gloire c'est des ennemis, le premier, le plus brave, le folle et la mêlée, j'irai combattre pour mon pays. Et si va lui, Dieu me rappelle, je verrai sur toi fidèle.
Das ist wahr. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Thank you.
Pretty much all of these are 20-something singers we've been hearing tonight, and they all come from the Denver Lyric Opera Guild, the finalists, actually the top finalists from 2016. Sarah Cambridge, who we just heard, soprano, and then soprano Phoenix Gales came in second place. Mezzo Rebecca Robinson came in third. Mezzo Anna Englander came in fourth. Soprano Maggie Skatkan came in fifth, and baritone Matthew Peterson, who started us out, came in sixth. Again, that's the 2016 Denver Lyric Opera Guild competition for Colorado singers. finest singers in all of Colorado up there competing. And why I'm playing it tonight? Because this Saturday on March 25th, a whole new crop of singers, well, some of the same singers you probably just heard there, but then some others as well, will be competing in the finals. That is this Saturday from 1 to 5 at Bethany Lutheran Church, and that's out on East Hampton near Colorado Boulevard in the Denver area. And again, that's 1 to 5 p.m. It's free, and it's the Denver Lyric Opera Guild Finals. And tens of thousands of dollars of prizes are distributed each year. It's a great kick and a boost for the wonderful singers and a chance for them to continue to pursue their career as opera singers and to continue to hone their talents and try to make it onto the big main stages as well. So don't miss that if you can. And also, I'm glad that that particular opera event is happening this Saturday, because not much else is happening now. Starting next month, I'll be able to talk more about opera events, but right now it's kind of a little bit of a slow time. So while you're waiting for the next big opera event to happen, you might want to head over to the BDT stage, a little musical comedy there, a show called Disenchanted. So it's happily ever after, not quite so happy, and it's pretty much all a women cast. It's all the unhappy princesses, the Beauty and the Beast, the Beauty, Cinderella, Rapunzel, you know, all those characters. So head over to BDT Stage and check that out sometime in the next couple of months. And that is bdtstage.com. Used to be Boulder's Dinner Theater. Well, it's almost 2 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. We are KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you for listening. I'm Chris Moore. This has been our Opera Box show. Monday night is our classical night, starting with opera and then going from there into the wonderful world of classical music in general. So we're now in our second program from 8 to 10 p.m., a classic Monday, and then at 10 o'clock tonight, Present Edge with some contemporary classical music. So you'll want to just keep your dial tuned right here. Enjoy some of the great classics and some of the living classics at 10 o'clock as well. Something amazing has just happened to Boulder. The Boulder Philharmonic has been chosen from among, actually, there are no other orchestras west of the Mississippi, I don't think, that have won this competition, to head out to the Kennedy Center, and that's going to happen next week. So this Saturday, there's the same concert that you get to not only hear, but see. There's enormous visual elements that are added to this, not only slideshows, but aerial dancers, and it's quite a multimedia experience. And the people in the powers that be, I guess you might say, at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., were most impressed. So let's talk a little bit to Michael Butterman right now. He was just in the studio, actually, about an hour ago, and he'll be giving us a little bit of a preview of this Saturday's concert that you can hear right here in Boulder at Mackey Auditorium if you don't feel like getting on a plane and flying out to Washington, D.C. Michael Butterman, this is a very exciting week for you as a conductor, because when you do Boulder Philharmonic concerts, we have a concert, it takes place, it's wonderful, and you get a nice, enthusiastic audience. But this time you all get on a plane and fly out to Washington, D.C. Tell us how you pulled this off so that the Saturday's concert that we get to hear here goes on its way to the Kennedy Center right after that.
Right. Well, the announcement of this festival, the Shift Festival, happened probably 2.5, maybe 3 years ago now. And the stated aim was to showcase orchestras that are working in their communities to reflect those communities through their programming and through some of the perhaps non-concert events that they may take on. And it occurred to us that we have been doing a number of those kinds of things. We've been certainly very conscious of being Boulder's orchestra and reflecting everything that made Boulder so special in our programming. And so we thought, well, let's put together some highlights from recent seasons, things that have worked especially well for us, and see what kind of traction it might get. And as it turned out, it was received very well by the committee that was putting it together, and we were delighted to have been invited, nearly 2 years ago now, I suppose. It's quite a long window to prepare for something like this.
And I was told that the people on the committee, or somebody on the committee, said that not only were you accepted as one of the few orchestras for this, but that you're